Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody's stopping my side. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought of the dying. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid my side. And I got more to survive. The enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he's gonna step in and make it alright. Oh, only do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you're sleeping night. Only do it, I am still in. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed. How it turned out, it's only his face. Only do it, you said you would. For just a little time. I'm about to lose it again. I'm not gonna let them know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, I'm free. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses. Cause they're always my time. I'm gonna get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Only do it, you said you would. Your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you're sleeping. I ain't gonna do it. I ain't doing it. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed. How it turned out, it's only his face. Only do it. You said you would. For just a little time. You see what the enemy had planned for my downfall. Turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. When it comes back to fast and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing, crying, cause he was so up just like he did the last time. The last time. The last time. I know. Won't he do it? Yeah. Too bad for you, they gon' wonder how you're sleeping. I'm gonna do it.
He'll do it for you. All you have to know that he will do it because his word says he will do it. But one of the things I wanted to really share today is the fact that the body of Christ needs to get back to Eden. And we need to get back being on top of the world. We need to get back to our rightful place. And in order to do that, we have to remember what the Word of God said.
The kingdom mindset. Let me hear you. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see if you hear like this.
Durably built for the long haul. Technology that holds hills and slopes up to 20 degrees.
That's what happened. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's just funny. We just stay up under attack, but it's all good because I know what's going on. I definitely know what's going on. Hallelujah. Thank you guys so much. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, the apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. No, I don't want that free. Okay. And we're going to have a word of prayer. And we're going to get into this word, praise God. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says in everything, give thanks. For this is your will concerning us in Christ Jesus. So I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for giving us another chance. I thank you for allowing us to be part of your program. You allowed us to be like you. You have allowed us, Heavenly Father, to come to you just the way we are. We didn't have to do this and we didn't have to do that. And you took us and you rebirthed us. And you gave us a newness to live in and to dwell in. No other God's offering that. But you gave it to us that we could walk in this newness of life. And you gave us your spirit. And I just want to say thank you. I really want to say thank you. If I had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to thank you for all you've done and for all you've given me. That even begun to tell the story of how good you've been to me. So I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for your word today. I thank you, Father God, that your word have decreed and declared what we are and whose we are, and we praise you for it. I ask you, Father God, right now, remember those that are listening. I pray right now, Father God, that you will somehow, some way, open the ears of those that have not heard the truth through this broadcast, that you will open them up for your truth and that your truth will go in like a flood and just wash everything and make them calling us to be in these last days. I thank you for it and I praise you for it. I give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Well, you know, we thank God. We've been talking about change from glory to glory. So if the ministry of the dead, written and engraved on stone, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadfastly on the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away. How will the ministry of the Spirit be not more glorious? 2 Corinthians 3, verses 7 and 8. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, the glory of God is awesome, and he wants us in that. When I think about Matthew 17, 1 through 13, and you can read it at your leisure. God wants us to have that same image, that same glorious image. And I said that because not only did he want us to have it, he allowed Moses to have that thing. The people couldn't look up on him steadfast. It would kill him. And I think about God wants us to be just like him. And when you begin to operate in the glory of God, your confession become like God's confession. Not you're going to. You say, I am. Let me take a moment, if you don't mind. We're going to get off, what they say, script just for a minute. We're going to get off script today just for a little bit because I just want you to see who God is, man. I want you to see who Christ said he is. See, if we're going to be in that image, we can go back and look and see how God did it. We can see how Christ did it. They were in that image. That's why I be sharing. If you don't have this confession sheet, I want you to get it. Because when you start declaring who you are and whose you are, I have, I don't know, it may be at least 35. I am what the Word of God say I am. And we need to confess it like that. We need to say it just like the Word says it. That needs to be our affirmation. Every day, you need to pick two or three affirmations to meditate on day and night, whatever hits your spirit that day. I'm going to give you seven times Jesus told who he is by using the I am, just like his daddy did. If you remember when Moses was protesting to God that he was not one of to be before Pharaoh, I shouldn't be before Pharaoh because of my speech and all this. And Pharaoh, and he demanded that the Hebrew people let go from slavery. Y'all remember that. He said to God, okay, if I go to the people of Israel and tell them the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them? You know that in Exodus 3:13. Listen to what God said. God said, when you answer them, Moses, say, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob have sent me to you. This is my eternal name. It has blessed me. I am is eternal. It won't stop. My eternal name, remember it. It's going to be for all generations. That's what the 14th, 15th verse says. It shall be for all generations. I am who I am. I tell him Moses this eternal name. God was saying to Moses that in him was everything Moses would need to succeed. But even if more powerful is that in the New Testament covenant, which we have a better covenant built on better promises, which happens to be in the name of Jesus. It, too, was just like his identity. He, too, identified himself just like his daddy, just like our father. So Jesus became I am to us. I'd like for you to consider these seven times Jesus told who he is. And if Jesus confessed certain things, we ought to learn it's okay for us to confess what the Word of God say in every situation. I don't want to rush this. But I'm gonna name about seven of them. In John 6:35, I am the bread of life. Whosoever cometh to me will never be hungry again. Whosoever believeth in me will never thirst. Why? You never thirst. Now the question would be, can you believe this? Jesus, you are my daily bread. You is what I need. Because I believe in you and and I come to you, you satisfy my spiritual hunger. You satisfy my spiritual thirst. You satisfy my very spiritual need. So therefore, I don't have no need. And guess what? The Lord does it every day. That's what I like. Every day, not just one day, but he's the bread that I need that came from heaven. They used to sing a song, Bread from Heaven. That's the bread we need. That's the bread you want to eat. That bread from heaven is the bread that God wants you to be part of. Then next one, and see, this is our way of identifying. By saying, I am, whatever the word of God say, by his stripes, I am healed. I am delivered. Not I'm going to be. Here Jesus said, he spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness. Because you will have the light that leads to life. Isn't that awesome? I am the light. Just like God tells us, you're the salt of the earth. Then we need to say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of the world. Jesus said you're the light of the world. You got it directly from him. So say it like you got it from him. See, Jesus, I follow you because you walk in all the light of that leads to life. So, of course, I'm going to follow him. Let's not be ridiculous. We know where the life is. He is the light. He is our life. Matter of fact, he says, I am the door. I am the door. If any man enter by me, he will be saved. He will go in and out and find pastures at that. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but now I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus, who came to give me life, that I might have it more abundantly. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for inviting us in that. Thank you for opening the door to make you our Lord. We open it. We just say thank you. Thank you for the abundant life. Well, I don't see it. Why should I thank you for it? Because he's a God of faith. You have to see it, have to believe it, meaning you have to confess it. But Jesus would always say what the word say he is. Remember he says, I'm the good shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. So just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father, so I sanctify my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, the Bible says. I have other sheep too. Don't nobody get all caught up like, oh, God just doing it for the black people. No, he have other sheep, white people. Oh, he just doing it for the white people. No, God have other sheep that not of this sheepfold, he said. So I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. That is like so important. All these different people got all these different shepherds. We got one shepherd. Jesus, you are the good shepherd. Not any kind of shepherd, but a good shepherd. and I am your sheep. See, it's okay to be a sheep, because if you're a sheep, that means your shepherd is making decisions for you. If you're a sheep, that means, Lord, wherever you tell me to go, I'll go. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. That sister said yesterday, the key broke or something, she said. That was funny. When you're a sheep, you don't need no key. It broke. He got you. He got you covered.
Thank
he going to lead you. He going to take care of you.
Thank you, Lord.
I was thinking in turn, I'm throwing away the key now that I'm in Christ. I don't need it no more.
Yes,
where I need it for? I don't need it no more. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Not only am I the resurrection, but I'm the life.
Thank you. I am
the resurrection and the life you need. Anyone who believes in me will live forever.
Hallelujah.
Even after dying, now just before he died, he declared this. This was part of his, for a better way of saying it, this was part of his affirmation. He told the world, even, I'm telling you, after he died, everyone who lived in me, he said, and believe now in me, you'll never die.
Can you believe this, Martha?
Can you believe that if you're in Christ, you'll never die? Lord Jesus said. So you're the resurrection and the life. I believe in you. I live in you. I will never die. See, you're passed from life unto eternity. No more dying for you. You don't have to taste death. Because, see, people think death is a terrible thing. Anyway, you ain't got to worry about that. Let that be far away from you, because that's not who you is or who you are. You will
live eternally
because of you and your resurrection power that's on the inside. We'll live forever.
Amen, amen. Yes.
That's what I get excited about. I ain't got to go back. I ain't got to be like a pig, go back to his mess. No, I'm going upward. I'm going forward. Another time Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not one of the ways. I am the way.
Amen.
See, some people have a way, but Jesus says, I am the way.
Yeah.
Remember, the Bible said Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to Jehovah. No man can get to Yahweh. No man can. You got to know nobody's getting to God unless they come through Christ.
Amen.
That's what he said. No man can come to the Father except through me. John 14:6. Jesus, you are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. Thank you, Lord, for making us part of that way. You made that way for us. You made that way. And we can bathe in it. We can wash in it.
And
I'm telling y'all this so the glory will stay on your life. The more you confess what the word of God says, I'll tell you, if you don't have no I am sheep, let me know. I'll fax you one, text you one, email you one, DM me. I'll even mail you one. But I want you to have the I am sheep, because that will keep you in the glory of God.
Amen.
When you just confess what the word says, the glory, you're going to stay in the glory of God. You know why? Because you're going to start agreeing with God's word. See, that's what I want everybody to do. Just agree with the word of God. I don't care if you feel it or see it. Because remember, you're going to be changed from glory to glory. That's the image. Yeah. They didn't tell you that. They didn't tell you that in no theological seminary. I like to say cemetery. Yeah. They didn't tell you that you're going to actually be changed. They tell you that once, you know, you die and you pass, when you get over there, you will be changed. No, that change takes place right here. Right.
Thank you.
The old folks said, right here. Right here. Right here. But I'm trying to tell you the mystery, how it works and the way it works by you confessing what the Word of God says about you. For those that don't have the time to just really search the scripture, hey, I did it for you. God showed me how to do it, oh God, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I just stay on it. I stay on that path. I continue to share with people. And the more I share, the more God shares with me. He let me see there's other shepherds. There's
Thank
other sheep he has.
Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord.
Yeah. But that's up to you now. It's up to you to confess what the Word of God say you are. Jesus said, I am the vine. Think about it. I'm going to ask Pastor Cherie, John, let's see, 15 and 5. John 15 and 5.
Did you want that from the Message Bible, Pastor?
If you got it from the King James, I appreciate it.
Okay. John 15 and 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Amen, amen. In the Message Bible, I am the vine. You are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation, intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Amen.
You see, what we have to understand is if God is the husband tree, if Christ is the vine and you're connected as a branch, where do you get your life from? Where do you get your nutrition from? Where do you get what you need to exist? By staying connected? By staying connected?
Amen.
Because if you don't stay connected, you're going to die. You may not die physically right then, but you're going to die. See, at some point in time, you have to come back alive. Your spirit man has to come back alive. The Bible said, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit. Not the only of them that sleep. We were all sleeping. But Christ became the first fruit. For since by man, one man now came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. So if Adam killed our spirit, Christ able to raise our spirit up, give it life again. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ, if you're in Christ, shall all be made alive.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
See, our job is to get back to glory and stay there. That's what we lost. And you can't get it overnight. That's why it's a pressing way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm trying to show you and share with you how important it is that you have a good confession. Jesus says, I am the vine. You are the vine. I just agree with him. Then I say, I'm the branch. See, a branch need the vine to live. I hope you get that part.
Amen.
I am the branch, and I remain in you, and you remain in me, because I know without me being in you, I can't bear fruits of righteousness. I'll never take on your nature. So I will bear much fruit, because I can't do it apart from you.
So true.
You know, like Isaiah said over in the 42nd chapter, around the 8th verse, God said, I am the Lord. That is my name. See, the more you see that in Scripture, you'll understand. We have to imitate him. Ephesians 5:1. We have to be followers of him. So if he says, I am, that's what we should say. For instance, I'm just going to give you maybe a couple of scriptures. Romans, I think it's Romans 8, 16, where it talks about the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, that's where you read that thing, but here's how you should say that thing. You should say that I am a child of God. See, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So if we're the children of God, then we are God's children. That's how did that happen? Because, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So we are in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ. So we can confess, I'm in Christ. Not going to be, but speak as though it have already happened. Let your confession be, that's what you is. That's what you are. Because if you are, you is. And if you is, you are. And I don't even know English teacher either. It is what it is. I said it, and I stand on it.
Amen.
May not be
the
proper English, may not be all of that, but I guarantee you understand what I'm saying when I tell you I am. Because if I am, I is, and if I is, I am.
Amen.
You'll get it. See, I'm not going to cast all my cares. I cast all my cares on Christ. I ain't going to do anything. I'm did it already. I speak in a way as past tense. The enemy would love for us to just continue to speak in the future. No, we're going to speak what we are right now. The Bible said we're blessed coming in and going out. That's right now. The Word of God said we have inherited eternal life. I am. A member of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Well, we have come to that point where if you have been in the comments, you may speak them now. Press 1. I just opened up the whole studio. So if you like to share something, go for it. Anyone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God. I'd like to thank God for the word. Amen. Thank God for what I've heard thus far. And Pastor was talking about that confession sheet. And yes, it is good to have. Because you can confess the word every day over your life, over your family's life, and it's word to stand by. Amen. A few of them is one of the I am. It says, I am casting down vain imagination. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5. Then it says, I am bringing every thought into captivity. 2 Corinthians 10, 5. You know, I like that one. Because then he's going to take my thoughts and keep them on him and keep me in line. Amen, amen. It says, I am the righteousness of God and Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:21. I am an imitator of Jesus, Ephesians 5:1. And then it says, I am the light of the world. Amen, Matthew 5:14. Amen, amen. Such a blessing to be able to confess the word of God over our life and over our family's life. So I just thank God for the word, and I thank Pastor for sharing the confession sheet, that we're able to confess it. Amen, amen. Thank God.
Amen. Yeah, anyone need a confession sheet, let me know. It's not a bad confession. It's a good confession. This is the scripture. These are the word of God. When I tell you it was way over 20 years ago, God delivered me by having me confess his word. And I've learned through the years that God have other sheep who's doing the same thing. And I know I didn't know them, those people. And when I found out, even books and things I've read, and I've shared them with other people, because it's the truth. It's just the word of God, and he just didn't give it to me. He's giving it to other people, and that's the beauty of it, knowing that you make it personal, though. You make his word personal. A lot of times people, they read the confession sheet, and I tell people, don't read it. Make it yours. Put your stamp on it, because Matthew's 4:4 and Mark 4:4, well, Luke 4:4 says the same thing. Men must not live by bread alone, but by every word. And then you remember Mark 11:23 said, whatever you say, not what I say for you, but what you say. So you have to make it personal.
Hallelujah.
When I declare Psalms 91:11, I said, I am kept. I am kept in safety. Wherever I go, I'm protected. Not he said I am, but I say I'm protected. I made it mine. It became more personal.
Hallelujah.
So when I declare Romans 8:37, I say I am more than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm more. Now, he said I'm more than a conqueror. No, I am more than a conqueror. And then I classify and certify with the word of God by saying, oh, that's what the word says. So I say what the word of God says. I live with what the word says I am, who I am, what I am. And then I got other scriptures. I mean, I got other scriptures. I don't know how many that I can share with you, so you can declare and decree what the word of God says. All I ask, make it personal. Now, not he said I'm a labor together with him. I am a labor together with him, according to 1 Corinthians 3:9. See, and that's where the body of Christ, they'll hear that stuff. It sounds good, but they can't make it personal unless it's in you.
Amen.
See, it's certain things is not going to become personal to get in your spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
I think Evangelist Sharon said yesterday, I think she said something along the line that it broke. So the lock is broke. Can't fix it now. Can't get out. That's what she said, Pastor. Well, there she is. Evangelist Sharon, did you say something about something being broke?
Yes, okay. I did. Yes, it's Christmas book. Yes, I did.
Yeah. See, now it's going to be, it's broke.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference how you say things. People have to know. You can say the word of God says in Matthew 5:14, I'm the light of the world. Or you can say, I am the light of the world, according to Matthew 5:14. You are. But make it personal. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to operate in the glory of God. The more you began to say what the word say, the more it becomes yours, the more reality set in.
Amen.
See, I tell people I walk by faith, not by sight. Because that's what I do. I walk by faith.
Yes. Amen.
And they don't believe it. I take them to the word of God and show, oh, this is how you're supposed to. No, that's how I'm walking. I'm walking.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
But I thank God for each and every one of you guys. Anybody, anyone else?
Amen. Just keep Evangelist Renee in your prayers. She was headed to the doctor today. If she wasn't on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, we will. Keep on the prayer.
Yeah, thank you for the report. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we'll see you all Sunday for.